Papa, Papa. Dear Papa. He never had time for us. Ever. Even Mama, not even her. She was nothing more than his valet, his housekeeper. I never saw him offer her affection. He was a strangely removed, enigmatic man. As a child, I remember him as an elegant vagrant, coming and going in his mannered, indifferent way. He was merely a transient who had neither time nor inclination for his family. No, he never had time, especially for me, the youngest. Only once. Yes, there was this one solitary moment. I was quite young, I remember, very, very young. And it was a summer while the family was on holiday in Capri. I was playing alone near the sea when suddenly I felt a large, warm, hovering presence, as if the sun were at my shoulder. I looked up, and there was Papa, standing above me, watching me in silence. Then, unexpectedly, totally uncharacteristically, he reached down and touched my hair and stroked it, ever so gently. Stroked it. I remember the look in his eye in particular, and I'll never forget it. For once, his eyes did not have that glass-like coldness, that deflected penetration. For that moment, they were warm and receptive. And for that moment, for that one fleeting moment, I felt safe and secure and very much loved.